It's pretty hard to talk about cutting federal spending without also talking about cutting Medicare. That's because it's such a large part of the federal budget. But figuring out where to trim Medicare costs has been a challenge. A recent federal report has suggested making changes that would have some rural hospitals worried. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office of Inspector General recently published a study that advocated changing the rules for rural hospitals. Small hospitals out in the country have generally received higher rates of payment from Medicare than their urban and suburban counterparts. The reason is twofold. One, those hospitals have fewer patients, and two, those patients they do have are more often likely to use Medicare instead of private insurance. The report suggested a big reduction in the number of hospitals that could qualify for the higher Medicare reimbursement rates. In Northeast Texas, there are several facilities that could see a big dip in income if the proposed changes were made. One of them is Red River Regional Hospital in Bonham.
We would lose anywhere between $1 million to $1,500,000 per year.
That's David Canejo, CEO of Red River Regional Hospital. He says that the amount of money Red River Regional would lose if the Medicare reimbursement rates changed would make the difference between breaking even and running a deficit.
Our net revenue is about $17 million, and we are just barely over costs every year. So let's say we make $300,000 at the end of the year. That would now drive us $1 million $700,000 in the hole at the $1 million level, or about $1.2 million at the higher $1.5 million level.
Canejo says that the percentage of patients at Red River Regional who use Medicare is on a modest but steady increase. Right now, he says about 65% to 70% of his patients there use Medicare. That's up from closer to 60% less than a decade ago. In other words, the Medicare reimbursement rate is an increasingly important factor in Red River Regional's budget. Canejo attributes that to an aging population.
So as that population gets close to retirement age, they're not going to pick up and move someplace. So we're experiencing a lot of just an aging population that drives up the need.
Specifically, the proposed changes would alter the criteria used to determine which rural hospitals qualify for the reduced rates. Basically, the changes would make hospitals like the one in Bonham ineligible, since Bonham is somewhat close to the Dallas metro area and also somewhat close to the hospital in Paris. Red River Regional Hospital's presence means that people in Fannin County can go to the hospital without going east to Paris or southwest to the Dallas suburbs.
You know, you oftentimes think, well, it's not that far to drive to a neighboring community. And from where we're at, that may be, say, 35 miles. Except what gets lost is that if you have if you're driving from 25 miles away to begin with, then all of a sudden you got a 60-mile drive just to get to the hospital. So picture if you had a fish hook in your hand or close to your eye, and somebody says, "Oh, an hour, that's not too far to drive." It's not like going shopping for groceries or going to a movie where you have conversation along the way. You're talking about things that are very important, and then magnify that and say, well, what happens if it's a heart attack, or you perceive that you're having a heart attack, or what happens if you have shortness of breath and you really can't breathe? Could you go an hour?
So far, the recommendation to cut this aspect of Medicare reimbursement hasn't found its way into a bill or a legislative committee. But Canejo says that hospitals across rural Texas will be watching the issue closely in the coming months. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.